Yeah, I thought we had a good start to our week of practice. Obviously, after a loss, you got to come in and make the corrections. I thought we did a good job Monday of identifying some of the things that we need to do better. And then getting back to work and trying to game plan for a really good defense. And, an opponent that's playing at a high level this year. So I thought it went well today.
Some of the things that are going wrong in the offense now, were they going wrong when you guys were 5-0?
No. I mean, when you're winning games, right, you're making the plays that, we talked about for a long time. There's always four, five, six plays throughout a game that change the outcome. And obviously, at the beginning of the year, we were making those plays and overcoming some of the mistakes that we made. Of course, we made mistakes early on in the year, but we were able to overcome them. And, we haven't been able to do that for a couple of weeks now, for an extended stretch. And that's disappointing and frustrating for sure. And we've got to find a way to get it done. And hopefully we'll be able to do that this week.
Defense is taking things away now that maybe first four or five games of the year they weren't taking away.
It's always tough to say because you're going against different schemes week in and week out. And people play different things and accentuate their positives on the defensive side of the ball. I think there are certain things that we've seen that are probably different from what we were seeing in the beginning of the year, for sure, in terms of whether it's going against our pass game, going against our run game. People make adjustments. That's what happens during the course of the year. And we just haven't been able to execute at a high enough level on the offensive side of the ball really during the second half of the season.
Matt, how do you view the matchup, the obvious matchup with Julio and Josh Norman?
Yeah, I mean, that's a matchup that, features two of the better players at their position in the league. I think Josh Norman's having a great season. He's been a guy that has played with a lot of confidence throughout his entire career. And I think he's continued to improve as he's been in the league. So I think he's playing as well as he ever has. And I think we've got a guy that can play about as good as anybody, too.
And what about Julio just going up to get balls, and giving them those more of those opportunities and going down, you said, more explosive plays, too?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things we'd love to be able to do. When you talk about offense, it's about scoring points. And, in order to do that, to me, we've got to be better in two areas. We've got to be better in the red zone, and we have to be better at creating explosive plays and touchdowns from a little bit further out. And so that's one of the things that we're working on and trying to get done. But Julio's a big part of that. He's able to make plays. I mean, he showcased all year what he's capable of doing and at what level he's capable of playing. So, hopefully we'll be able to get that done this week.
More on Julio, we've been talking to some of the younger receivers and defensive backs about how he's been able to influence them and help them. Just from your perspective as a QB, have you seen him take some of these guys under his wing?
Well, he's a veteran guy now. He's been around here for a long time and, obviously has played at such a high level for a long time that those guys really respect him and look up to him. And he's such an unselfish teammate. I mean, he really is for a guy that is such a high caliber player and has such great individual success. He's about as unselfish as it gets and is all about the team. So I've been certainly impressed with him and how he's grown into a leadership role and become more of a veteran player and a guy that's kind of mentored a lot of guys in our locker room.
Would you say it's more actions than words with him?
Yeah, definitely. Julio's personality isn't to be, the biggest talker in the room and to stand up and give the fire and brimstone speech. He more, shows how to do it on the practice field. We'll take guys kind of one-on-one and talk to them in individual situations. And I think guys respond really well to that form of leadership from him because it's who he is. It's him just being himself naturally.
Coach Rivera said he sees on film that you're still developing within this offense after having mastered the whole offense. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think, anytime, you change schemes and you begin to work with a different coordinator, there's a learning curve for sure. And, it's a little bit different from what we've done. I think there are certain areas that I can certainly play better within our scheme, and that's what I'm trying to work on every week during practice to go out there and perform at the best level that I can.
Where does Justin Hardy fit in moving forward? I remember you said, even at the start of the year, you said, hey, he will make an impact for us this year. Where do you feel he's at?
Well, I think he's getting better week to week. You know, I think late in the game, I'm not sure. I mean, he had some cramping issues or whatever, so he wasn't able to go. But I thought he was productive for us early in that game. And I think he's a guy that with every game that he plays, his confidence continues to grow because he knows that he's got the ability to go out there and get it done. And I've believed in him from the start. You know, I really was impressed with him during OTAs and training camp. He's a natural football player, and I think he's got really strong hands and good hands, and I think he's going to be a guy that, you know, the more experience he gets, the better he's going to be for us.
You talked about the transition period to a new offense, new scheme, new coordinator. Has it been about what you thought it would be? Has it been harder than you thought it would be? What were your thoughts coming into the year?
Well, you'd love to go out and play your best ball every week. And I don't think I've done that this year. I don't think that's because of scheme, et cetera. I think it's because, you know, I just haven't played as well as I'm capable of. But it does, you know, it takes time. It takes time to learn things and to feel more comfortable in that. And I think I've continued to do that as the year has gone on and feel really good about working with Kyle. You know, I feel like I've learned a lot from him. And I feel like we're going to be better for that moving forward and hopefully better for that in this last four-game stretch. But as far as expectations, et cetera, you know, obviously I wish we were 12-0 right now and not 6-6. But that's where we are, and we still got a lot of ball in front of us.
Just was looking at some of the films, cut-ups of the interceptions and so forth, where they're saying they're bad decisions. How do you just film study fix that for you? You know where your people are on the outlets and stuff, or how do you, you know, get over that little part, little bleep here you see?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously it comes down to making good decisions at the quarterback position. And you know, certainly when you don't make good decisions and you put balls in a space where they shouldn't be, you know, good stuff isn't going to happen. And so for me, it comes down to that. Got to make better decisions and try and put us in good situation to win games.
Knowing where, you know, where your people are in this total operation.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've got a pretty good idea of where our guys are going to be during the game.